Oh, nice of you to join us.
Don't do that. I told y'all I was connecting my headset.
Oh, you're not going to be ready on time. Oh, you're never
it's
ready.
It's 7:03.
And here I am. Signed, sealed, delivered.
I have a whole newborn here, okay? Thank you for waiting on me. Hi, everyone. Welcome to So Good We Named It, the first Golden Girls and Golden Palace podcast, and the first Golden Girls or Golden Palace podcast with Black hosts. It's seen on Golden Girls Kitchen, Golden Con 2022, Golden Con 2023, Judge Mathis, the Associated Press, Yahoo Today, and all the other plethora of wonderful things that we've done. I'm your co-host, Barrett, and alongside me, oh, I'm not Barrett, I'm Jackie. I'm your co-host, Kay, and alongside me is my co-host, Barrett.
No thanks. I don't want to play Dorothy, but I'll play Stan. Well, hello. I guess you don't even need me. Did the whole introduction and everything. Wow.
I didn't say I was you and everything, because I know we own.
Yeah, we all the way
live.
You don't
coming
to
give
you
me a
live
chance to get myself together.
From
where we at. Okay, from where we is at.
We haven't recorded a regular episode in ages where we have no guests. We're not live. We're not hot. Well, I'm not. I can't speak for you. It's been a long time.
No, I'm not. I was going to because I had a long day today.
Me too.
But
shit.
I was like, oh, I got to record. But I was like, I got to record. I probably shouldn't get high. Yeah, we could if you
I wanted want to. But I was like, okay, we can't be high every episode.
Stan, it's our show.
That's true. It really is. It ain't nobody paying us, so we really could do whatever we want. Okay?
Okay.
Shit. We should have pulled an enough wicker, because they dipped. They were like, we'll be back. They didn't give a date. They just, we'll be back.
Damn.
That's what we should have
done. Okay, that's what we should do.
Instead of
listen,
giving dates.
Okay, you the one talking about what you was talking about.
Yeah, I was talking about that.
Yeah.
But we did... Episode 11 from season 4, The Auction, a fan favorite. Mm-hmm. What is that? What you doing?
Is it some What's grapes? That? Oh.
You put your grapes in that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched them in here. I got this off Temu.
Oh. If anybody wants my Temu link, please hit me up. Hit me the fuck up on any social media. Because I need some more credits. Okay. If you don't know what Temu is, it's an app where you get to buy everything and anything you've ever wanted at low, low prices. But the problem is...
It's like a Dollar Tree Amazon.
Yeah. Well, better than Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree Amazon, though. So everything you can find on Amazon, you can find on Temu for like a dollar.
True. But the problem is you want to buy a whole bunch of stuff and then you get all these packages. You don't remember what you bought and you get free stuff if you get other people to join. And I've run out of people to make join. Mm-hmm. And they kill me with those little games. Now I have like 7 cents left, but it's taken forever to feed the fish. So I'm up till 4 a.m. every night trying to collect the points to buy the fish food, to feed the fish. It's really sad. So if you all care about my well-being, hit me
up.
You're
an addict.
I'm like Rose with those damn pills. I really need my Temu credits. Can you hear that cat?
I need this money.
Do you hear that?
No, I don't hear anything.
I'm sorry. I have to put him away because this is the cat, for those of you that know, that I did not want, that my niece was harboring.
Samuel.
Simon. That my niece was harboring in her dorm room without permission. And then I ended up having to take him to save him from going to a shelter. But he has the most annoying meow that I have ever heard in my entire life. So I am going to put him in the room and turn on this white noise machine to drown him out and close the door. Cause
damn, he that loud?
Yes. No, you staying in here. I was in the living room.
Why did you
room,
keep?
And he was in the kitchen, and all I heard
damn,
was...
Is he that irritating?
Because I don't want him to be, you know, killed just because he's annoying. And nobody... I've tried many, many times to get rid of him, and it hasn't worked out.
Don't nobody want his ass.
Well, that's because I'm honest. I don't want to tell people a lie and then they don't want to keep him. So I'm like, hey, he's loud and annoying. He is a nice cat. Other than that, he likes to be held and all of that. But ain't nobody got time for all of that shit. We don't do that up in this house. So today's episode, we're going to be covering the auction. So it's a classic. A lot of people really like that episode. It's cute. I'm not a huge season 4 type of guy, but I like it. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was cool. We're going to dissect it, of course, but like on the opening scene, they really act like they don't live in Miami. The air conditioning must be high as fuck up in there. It must be cold up in that house because Dorothy always got on some long sleeves, a turtleneck, some long pants, and some slouchy fucking boots.
Well, if they're anything like my husband, they like to keep it on Arctic. And you see, I have on a fucking sweater and shit. I have a blanket on, long pants, socks, because I'm about to freeze to death. And even when he's not here, I feel obligated to keep it on because of the pets. If it was up to me, it would be shit on. So maybe that's what it is. Although I don't like that Dorothy left the door open that long to go all the way to the end of the driveway to get the mail, letting that good air out.
And the flies in. I'm just thinking about the rats. Not rats.
I mean, they got rats where I live. I went to take the garbage out and one jumped out that was the size of the dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd have been terrified. That's why I don't take garbage out.
Terrifying, indeed. Yeah. But I like the little exterior shot they had with the little rain, a little mist.
I guess
the budget was high for that. Wasn't nothing in them buckets, Rose.
What water not a damn
you
thing.
Emptying out? And that kept you up all night? I mean, I guess the drip, drip, drip. There goes an eargasm. Shout out to Outkast.
But I like Rose's comeback. She's talking about with 3 hours of sleep, I could be as bitchy as you. I like her little comeback.
It was
though,
really coming from Dorothy this episode.
Okay.
But how bad is this leak where your fucking ceiling collapses? And she didn't seem that alarmed about it. She's like, oh, yeah.
I mean, they probably knew it was going to happen at some point, but I'd be pissed off if the ceiling caved in and I'm in my bed.
Well, it knocked the Zorro mask out of his hand. Why was it in his hand? Why wasn't he wearing it?
Maybe he just took it off or he was putting it on or they was just getting into it and the fucking ceiling caved in. Wow, shit. Weird shit.
And then we get to see our friend of the show, Tyson, his niche costume. He was Sid LaBasse at Golden Con at the Mother Vasala Gold Party, and everybody thought he was Lou. But no, he was Sid LaBasse. Mm-hmm. And you can see the whole roof is a goner from the street. Talking about,
there's like nothing you can do to fix it.
The roof is very big. Like, the back could have been fine. I mean, I don't know how roofs work. Maybe it's all or nothing. But
I mean, I don't think if it's that damaged, you probably will have to replace the entire roof.
Why is Blanche,
I don't know if you could do sections,
living like a broke motherfucker? You grew up rich thanks to slavery. Your husband was rich. You have 3 people paying you rent. Like, why is she letting her roof cave in on her? What is going on, Blanche?
I mean, just like how my basement leaks when it rains really hard, they want $20,000 to fix that. Oh, I'm not fucking fixing that shit.
What about your homeowner's insurance?
It doesn't cover that because it's not a flood or whatever. It's not flooding, but it's flooding. So it's not flooded enough for my homeowner's insurance to cover it, so I would have to cover it.
Well, flood it a little more, so they'll cover it.
I don't know. It doesn't work like that.
Good old insurance fraud.
Okay, I'm not paying for that shit, though. So I feel Blanche. Like, $20,000 is a lot of money. So $10,000 was a lot back then, I'm sure.
But it's not just the basement. Like, it's their whole house.
Yeah, that's a little messed
up. She about to pull up with her ceiling missing. For real.
But this is my thing, though. If Blanche is the landlord, why do they got to help pay for it?
That's my main question at all times. I really don't feel that's her it's their responsibility. And Sophia's all in the mix. She ain't got no money. Like, oh, we better go talk it out. What's Sophia putting in on this? Nothing.
Nothing.
Even when they bought the hotel, only thing she contributed was a candy dish in the lobby.
Okay.
So I'm not sure why she was involved. But yeah, like, why? That's part of your lease. So I got to pay the rent and fix the roof. I hope they got some cheap rent. And as an artist, it's odd to me when people like have all this insight about art. Like, I was president of art club. I was voted best senior artist. Me and sis was like 20 years ago. But, you know, I like art a lot, and I like to make art. And I'm never like, oh, this is the passion of the, with this red, I'm expressing my love of humanity and blah, blah, blah. I'm just making what I think looks pretty. I don't really
But you know what? Think about that it. And the fact that, like in high school and college too, we had to interpret books, like in English lit or whatever. We had to interpret what the author was writing in different poems and things of the sort. How the hell you know? How the hell do you know what they was writing? You know what I'm saying? You can't interpret that this meant that or that meant this if that's not what they said.
Perhaps we're just not deep enough for that, but
I guess not.
I recently found some of my old stuff from high school, like homework and stuff like that, and I was just bullshitting and all of that stuff. Oh, what this same type of stuff. What did they mean when they said this? Oh, well, it's an allegory, blah, blah, blah. Knowing I didn't read the book, but I just made it sound good. I was ChatGPT before that was ChatGPT. But
okay,
I agree. Why do you need all of that? Unnecessary. Just let me read it and move on with my life. Not that I read it.
We can discuss it. We can discuss right, it, but I why I discussion. Gotta dissect what the hell the author was saying. I don't remember what book it was, but it was some book or a poem that we were reading, and it was about, I don't know if you read it in your high school, but it was like, I remember this one line, like the boy was like, I was dancing with my father and his belt buckle scraped me against my face. Oh. And one side of the class was arguing that it was abuse, and the other side of the class was arguing that, you know, it wasn't, or whatever the case was. Long story short, y'all don't fucking know what's going on with these authors or artists for you to try to interpret some shit.
That sounds like you were reading Trust Him. That's what it sounds like if they getting belt buckles to the face and shit. Oh, wow.
They were dancing, and he was dancing next to his father because he came up to his waist, and something about the belt buckle was scraping across. I'm going to find what the book was.
It was in English. The Luther Vandross story, since Dancing with
Hell
My Father.
No. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, Miss Mudrin was my teacher. I remember.
Shout out to Miss Mudrin. Hope she's still alive.
Hey, Miss Mudrin. Come on the show.
How you doing? So, I'm trying not to say because I'm going to try not to have to do too much editing. Although, in recent episodes, I don't know if I was having asthma attacks or something, but I'm listening, and as I'm talking, it's like, like I'm taking all these deep breaths and shit. So, I'm struggling trying to edit it out so I don't sound like I'm 800 pounds. Although, I do look stuffed, but it's the camera. I don't really. You just saw me last week. I don't look like that. Although, I was a little stuffed in some of them pictures.
Oh, Lord. Water you look fine.
I have a body dysmorphia.
To me, you look fine. Instead of saying, just pause and gather your thought and then start to speak. I saw that on somewhere.
I don't know if I can just pause. I feel like I have to say something. So maybe I'll just say yes. Yes.
No, why do you have to say yes? You don't have to say anything. Just pause, gather your thought, then talk.
Let's give that a try. So okay. That's right, Dorothy. Get Sophia together because she tried it. I think I look pretty damn good with her little bow tie.
She loves a bow tie.
That is literally in my notes. Dorothy loves a bow tie.
Okay.
It was cute, but the sandals, I wouldn't have worn those with that. Mm-mm. She never really had good shoes, whether it's the slouchy boots, the sandals, the little flats.
Because she didn't like wearing shoes.
But if you're going to have to wear them, I feel like you could have a little bit more variety. You know, these gladiator sandals looking like she's about to go compete.
But she had large feet. So what else was she supposed to put on besides some flats?
That big.
I mean, not huge, but they were small, dainty feet.
Let's ask Dan
why. And she was tall. So what's she supposed to put on? Some cat heels?
No. Like, they could still be flats. I guess I feel like a lot of times the shoe didn't match the outfit.
Okay, I see what you mean. But a lot of times flats don't match whatever they wearing anyway.
It is hard to find a sensible yet stylish flat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, so Rose was cinched, I will say.
Very.
They were really dragging her shoes. Were they that bad?
I didn't think so, but it didn't really match her dress, though, but I thought they was just some regular looking heels, but Jasper the Kimmel was mean as hell. Like, Y'all don't know art the same way. None of you represent Beauty Queen.
You really thought he did something with that one. I'm surprised Dorothy didn't eliminate him after that comment.
Okay.
She just let that slide and then rolls with her. What did she say?
When Dorothy, you know what?
And Dorothy was like, that's telling him.
Yeah.
But
take it easy on him, Rose, is what you
think. He looked embalmed. I don't know if I don't think they made him look like that because he was supposed to be sick. I think that's just how the actor looked, but he looked he looked terrible. Sorry to this man, whoever you were.
Okay.
He looked a little rough. I don't feel too bad talking about him because he was mean to them, even though that was just a character.
But, it was a character. Okay, I was just gonna say it was a character.
But it really they didn't really do anything to try to stop Rose from breaking that glass. They literally said
nothing. Just basically let her walk over there.
And why would they even want to stay after he did all of that? Wasn't it all his work that they were showing?
I think so, unless he was a feature.
Yeah, maybe he just had an exhibit there. But I wouldn't have even wanted to discuss the painting after he dragged them the first time. And they still were like, oh, okay, sure. No, that would have been enough for me because he was doing too much. And the fact that he picked them out of everybody there to go and say shit to them, I bet he wouldn't have said it to a man.
Probably not, but I didn't like the fact that they was agreeing with him. When they knew damn well they didn't know what the fuck he was talking about, just say no. But a lot of people do that in everyday life, and like at work or just in everyday regular life, just agree for whatever reason instead of saying, actually, no, or I feel like it's this. But well, I guess that wouldn't have been quote-unquote appropriate.
Not to sound like Black China's mom, but, well, kind of, sort of. But I do that at work when they roll something new out and we have to watch some PowerPoint in a meeting and they're like, oh, everybody get it? Anybody have any questions? Oh, yeah, sounds great. Mm-hmm, right. I don't know what the hell they're talking about most of the time. I just figure it out after the fact. I'm a hands-on learner. So maybe that's what they were trying to do. Because you don't want to...
I'll blatantly be like, I don't understand.
Well, he already came for them once, so I guess they didn't want him to come back for more. So they just
played along.
But the naked couple on the towel, are they black? They looked black.
No, I couldn't see. I didn't see a figure.
I could see like legs and like an outline, and I feel like they were black.
I have to go back and watch and pause. I didn't see that one. I brought my son Skippy home in his towel.
And that is the second time we hear about Skippy. The first time was season 3, and we never heard about him ever again until we meet him on Golden Palace. She also never mentioned any of her other sons ever again after season 3. Fun fact. But Sophia with this dry-ass raincoat, they kill me. Sometimes they sprinkle a little water on their shoulders or something, but come on, prop department. What are you doing here? Sophia in the kitchen, another fun fact, when she had her pink on, that is seen in the opening credits. And we see that for the rest of the season, much like Rose's outfit she had on the first scene. We see that outfit a lot, and it's actually the last episode she ever wore on The Golden Girls. More fun facts. I'm full of fun facts. I'm full of something. So Blanche was acting, she was doing a lot about the fact that she woke up early. First of all, you got all the way to the kitchen and didn't see it was dark. And then she's like, oh, what's going on? Oh, I always sleep good. Girl, you just woke up a little early. It's not that serious.
Early as hell, it's 4 a.m.
But she was acting like she's never done that her whole life and is just so crazy. She said she was feeling so great and full of energy, so maybe she just woke up early. I wake up at odd hours, depending on if I'm up on Temu all night. Speaking of Temu, if anybody would like my Temu link so they can sign up and get free stuff, please inbox me. Let me know. Comment something. That's fine. Just so, you know, I can help you. It's not a Ponzi scheme or anything. Multi-level marketing is literally just you get free stuff for signing up on your first order, and I get free stuff for getting you to sign up. Now, where you don't get free stuff is on my Etsy, but that's another story. So, moving right along. Yes. Blanche's stomach Rose's stomach ought to really hurt. All that stuff she said that she was eating, that was nasty.
Okay, I'm like, damn, does she be half
talking about damn heavy pills. Syrup. Ugh, like you don't
some
even
ho-hos, go together. Disgusting.
Like, that's disgusting. Yeah,
I'm like, damn, she be half ill. That's what she I instantly thought when she was naming all that food.
I'm surprised she could be consistent since she thought that Dorothy was talking about her being regular. If that's the type of shit she's eating. But Sophia has the idea about Jasper. Mm-hmm. Then they all think they maybe don't want to do it, but she talks them back into it, only to then ruin it in the end with the blood transfusion. What was the point of all of this, Sophia?
That really pissed me off. But don't skip to the end. We skipped the auction when they was actually bidding on the painting.
Oh, I have more notes. I just put that in the middle. I'm like, damn.
But that was bogus as hell. She came back at the very end and fixed it, but I would have been pissed.
Like, you doing too much, Sophia. Doing way too much.
Okay, and that's why Dorothy fainted, because I would have been pissed.
Dorothy
off.
Stays
like,
falling out. And she ought to have a concussion. That's a long way down. Maybe even try to catch her.
Maybe she braced herself.
She was on her back on that nasty museum floor. But Sophia clearly said, fuck HIPAA. She done told all this man's business to any and everybody.
I don't think HIPAA was a thing then, was it?
I don't know. I felt like it was. Let's look it up. Let's Google that.
While I tend to baby Oreo.
When did HIPAA become law? 1996. Wow. So before that, you could just tell everybody's business and it didn't matter. All right. That's cute. Oh, Kay left us to go tend to the baby. So while I hope you got on some bottoms, the way you got this camera angled.
I do. I got shorts on. No, Shut up.
I didn't know what was happening.
I'll put the phone down to pick the baby up.
That is not a baby. He looks like
this
he pays taxes. I haven't seen
baby.
Him in a while. Hey,
he's
baby.
So big. He's 6 months.
Wow. You miss me?
Yeah, sure.
We should have a play date.
With who? You don't have another baby.
So that's not what my passengers think. With my Ubering. I've started Ubering everybody, get a little extra cash. And one, it might give me some more
Look
tips.
How big he is.
Thick as hell, them thighs.
Okay.
Is he in a 3T?
Damn near he in 12 to 18 months.
That's a damn shame. What is he eating? Mayonnaise? Dang. I feel like he could whoop my ass. But partially to maybe, you know, people want to give me a little extra tip, whatever. But also, I'm scared somebody's going to do something to me. And I feel like if they think I have a child, they might spare my life. Although if I have all these
So you're
words,
not your ride around with a car seat.
I don't have a car seat, but I have a baby on board sign on the back of my car.
Liar.
I have a coloring book in the back pocket behind the seat with some markers, and I drew on it a little bit to make it look like it's been used.
Not too drift. You got to do all that. You probably shouldn't Uber.
I have a little stuffed animal, the mama from the Berenstain Bears, and I drew on her as well because that's what a child would do. And I also have a picture of me and my AI baby printed out and taped up in the front so I can see it while I'm driving, all to create an illusion. Now, it's not like the people get in the car and I say, oh, hi, I have a baby. I just happen to have these things in my car. If you want to assume that I have a baby, then that's, you're right. I just feel like, you know, might as well. You know.
If you got to do all that, you probably should be Uber.
I also have in my pocketbook a knife that I got from Walmart. I didn't know they sold machetes.
What?
And they're
really?
Not even locked up. I had to go to the suburbs, of course. But
I'm like, they don't do that.
I got a hunting knife. So
Why don't you just get a gun?
You can't have a gun while you're Ubering.
Says who?
Says Uber. That's the rule.
What if somebody try to shoot your ass? Why are you Ubering?
And if I shoot them back, then I can't Uber anymore. Although if I got shot, I probably wouldn't want to Uber anymore. But
okay,
I also got some pepper spray. So if somebody tries me, I'm going to stab them and spray them and then say, give me five
stars. If you got to do all that, you
But it's in my pocketbook, so I feel like I'm going to have to be like, wait, hold on. Let me get my bag real quick so I can get my knife.
Okay.
But
that's the whole thing they taught us in our concealed carry class. You can have 16 guns, but if you can't get to any of them, they're useless.
And then I'm like, should I not wear my ponytail? What if they grab it? And what if they put a zip tie around my neck? I'm just going to crash the car there. I saw a video that where this guy was a taxi driver and they were trying to rob him. So then he started driving crazy. So then they started screaming, asking him to let them out. So that's what I'm going to do. We all going down today, honey.
Okay.
I've had a lot of weirdos in the car too. Some of them been a little musty. But anyway, it's good money though. It's good money. I have
made, I don't know what you call good money.
I make either, I don't remember how much I make at work. I always forget, but I make around that. So
what, a day?
Like per hour. Because I don't do it all day. I just do it here or there. And then I've gotten tips and stuff too. And I would be out anyway driving around, so I think it's cute. And you get paid weekly. That shit is coming handy. That and my Etsy. That's right. The So Good We Named It Etsy has added brand new items available today. So go and check them out before they're all gone. Anyway, what are we talking about?
The episode about Dorothy falling out.
So Dorothy really thought she was cool as fuck with that bidding. She $6,000
and Blanche,
$7,500. But you actually don't have to pay if you can't pay. Like, they can't make you pay. So I don't know why they were freaking out like that.
Like, that's, they do make you pay.
If you say you don't have it, you just don't have it.
Because you shouldn't have came down here. Now they write you a promissory note that you promised to pay them or something like that. Like, you can't do that. I'm
pretty sure I looked this up before. Let's take a look. All right. What if you cannot pay at an auction? What are they going to do?
You shouldn't have bid it.
Execute you? Okay. Most auction houses choose not to pursue complicated, expensive, and time-consuming lawsuits, so failed bid cases rarely end up in court. Instead, unpaid items are usually returned to the original co-signer, put into a future auction, or sold separately or privately. See? I mean, it's possible.
So, what's the point? If that's the case, then I could go to auctions and outbid people. Let's and be like, it. You can have it if you give me XYZ dollars.
Let's go to a bunch of auctions and just be like, $1 billion.
Okay.
Because what are they going to do about it as they take us to court for being black?
Right? But, okay.
They made a comment about the monkey, and that's a story about lust. Why are they always on some weird shit? Always talking about bestiality. Yeah.
Was it the monkey in Morocco or something?
I think it was the Morocco. No, you're thinking of Barbara Thorndike with her brooch, and the guy put it in her hand and said, "This is what you need."
Speaking no, when Sophia was telling the story, she was trying to tell the story, but it wasn't making no sense. And then she said, "I got a story about the monkey and moccasins or something, but that's more about love."
Is it Morocco or is it moccasins?
Which it was something with M and M, a monkey and moccasins, a monkey in Morocco or something.
I'm going to write a children's book. The Monkey in Moccasins Goes to Morocco. Say that 10 times fast. But the museum also is the gym where we see Yvonne. Woo! Technically, oh, I already said that. Damn, I should cross out stuff when I say it already. Oh, I know what I was gonna say.
What?
Volunteers at the hospital get personal phone calls like that, where she could just call up there. Oh, let me speak to Sophia Petrillo. She's not even on staff, and then she had a bedside phone. How luxurious.
Hell yeah. They used to have phones. Well, they still got them, but where you could call people when you go to the hospital for free. Hell yeah.
But how would they know where she is to say, okay, transfer? Maybe they did it over the intercom. Sophia, you have a call on line one.
Yeah, probably.
So anybody can just be calling up there, wasting their time for a little bullshit like that. That's not an emergency. Who is she?
It's not necessarily an emergency. People be at work, so if I gotta call you while you at work,
she ain't really at work.
It's not odd that they'll be like, you know, so and so, you gotta call.
Maybe back in the day when they didn't have cell phones, that wasn't uncommon to be able to get access like that. Like, they used to say, oh, here's the number of the restaurant where we'll be eating. Like, can you imagine you at Chili's eating your triple combo dippers and shit, and the waiter comes up, ma'am, you have a phone call to your babysitter? Like, that's so weird. What a time to be alive.
Well, now, because we have cell phones. When we didn't have cell phones, hell yeah.
I would just page my mother, but not everybody had a pager.
Before we had pagers.
I would just assume you just wait till you get home. Like, call the restaurant? I mean, maybe an emergency.
Yeah, because if that's where they are, you know what I'm saying? I need some shit going on.
So what if everybody in there gave out the number? Yeah. So I'm trying to do my job seating people and whatnot, and I got to answer the phone for babysitters nonstop. I would need some extra.
I mean, hopefully it's not that many emergencies, but if this is where I'm eating and you need to find me, this is the restaurant I'm at.
Some of our older listeners, let us know what it was like back then. Did you give the number of the restaurant, or is that just on movies and TV?
No, they gave it. And let me tell you, before you could buy plane tickets, like before you could go online and buy plane tickets, you would either have to buy the plane ticket at the airline or you would have to go through a travel agency to purchase plane tickets.
Well, my cousin, she only gets her tickets by calling. I'm like, you know, you can get that online. And she always just calls. She's
They call. You have to call.
The two cousins that were at the Golden Girls Kitchen, their sister. So she's not that old. I don't know why she does that. But she also had a flip phone. But Sid was really doing some pocket watching. And I didn't like that. Like, he came in the house like, oh, you don't have money for a roof, but you got money for a painting. Why are you in their business?
Because if you don't got money to fix your roof, why how you get this painter right here? That's the real question.
I will say.
Because you ain't finna sit here and nickel and dime me, and I got to get on top of your roof and replace it with you.
So, that being said, that makes me start watching people's pockets if I see them doing all this extravagant shit, and they were just asking me for money. That's the only time that I think pocket watching is acceptable. But if you are coming to do a job that I hired you to do at my house, and then I say, oh, I don't have it. And you're like, oh, well, I see you got. Don't worry about all of that. It could have been a gift. You don't know. That's not professional. Don't question me in my home.
How dare you? It is. Because don't tell me you're going to nickel and dime me. And you got money. Don't nickel and dime me.
And then, I mean, not to be, you know, an elitist scumbag, but he did not strike me as a fine art collector. So that seemed like
Don't do that because he was in his work clothes. First of all, he's a roofer. So he probably got hella money, okay? He probably got hella money making money off people's roofs that he's fixing. So those are his work clothes. He probably is a very sophisticated.
I'm not basing it off of his
liking art.
His attire, his demeanor. He didn't seem very refined. And typically, those are the people that are into
it. Don't be an elitist scum because I know several people that are not refined and they like certain things that rich people, quote unquote, like. It's not just for rich people. It's for whoever likes
it. I mean, it certainly is. He just wasn't giving me that. If he was like, oh, I collect bottle caps, then I'd be like, oh, yeah, that seems
stereotype.
Right.
You're stereotyping and I'm not with your shit today.
I'm just saying. Anybody with any complaints?
Because I like, what's something fancy that you wouldn't think I like?
I don't know, because I just assume you like fancy shit. So, I don't know if you're the best example.
I do, because I'm a fancy
bitch.
Right. Okay,
you're not
mind.
The best example.
Bad example. Okay, bad example. But still, you know what I mean? Like, people out here that don't fit typical parameters for certain things.
If you told me you like to go bird watching, and you're like, oh, you see, that's the indigenous fowl that has, it molts 3 times a year. I'd be like, the fuck? Do you like bird watching? I guess,
okay,
child.
Okay.
Even I wouldn't like that
okay,
shit.
Okay, that's good.
But, you know. But maybe he lives a double life. Where he's cussing his daddy out and then collecting fine art.
He was petty as hell for talking like that to his daddy about that money. I said,
ooh. I feel like it would have had a greater impact if it was his mom or his grandma or something like that.
You can't talk to your mama like that. That's rude.
Well, McCracken talks to his grandmama like that, so.
Who?
From the Chuck Wagon. Would you like a bag of fries with that Saddle Ranch Burger cowboy? That was his granny. Had her flipping burgers.
Okay. But shout out to Sophia for saving the day.
She should. Hell, she done fucked it up.
She ruined it.
She might
it.
As
okay.
well save the damn day. And even then, that's crazy to me that, oh, we don't have $10,000 for the roof, but we can pay $9,000. Shit, maybe I am pocket watching with Sid because you pay $9,000 for that painting. Where did that money come from? And then they're like, ooh, let's just exchange it. Like, that's the deal of the century. It's only $1,000 difference. That's not that great of a deal.
I mean, they could have paid $7,000 for it until Rose said $8,000.
I mean, Sophia did save it by asking for another $3,000. So we don't know where it went because they went in the kitchen and they were watching like they're Superman and could see through the door. But let's just say that the negotiations ended at that. So they pay $9,000. So he gives them $3,000. So then they only had to pay $6,000. So if you split that three ways, because Sophia has no money, then they pay what, $2,000 each? Is that right? I think that's right. Plus they got the 5 years. So everybody
get a little bit of money back.
True. What about the warranty? Because she sold the house to buy the hotel before the 5 years was up. So did the warranty carry over? Did they get anything back? I need answers. Let me call somebody.
Typically it
does.
Typically it carries over with houses.
I'm about to call.
No, typically home warranties carry over with homes. Like for roofs and stuff, you could just get the warranty and it carries over for the life of the roof. It's not with the owner specifically. Like if you sell it and you got a warranty on a roof, it's still a warranty.
Okay, K from State Farm, the fuck?
I'm just saying, I got a house, so that's how I know. I'm just saying.
I used to work at State Farm. I don't remember a lot of that stuff, though. But
that's okay.
Maybe one day I'll own a home.
You should. It's not hard.
It is where I'm going. Shit. And, or in my neighborhood.
It just seems intimidating, but it's really not intimidating. I bought this house when I was only making $40,000 a year. I don't even think I was making $40,000 when I bought this house. And I still bought this house.
Buy a house, just not in my neighborhood, because all these houses are a million plus. So...
That part. But you could buying a home, it just looks intimidating, but it's not that bad. You just have to find a home that's within your pre-approved budget. And then that's the hardest part, finding a home that's within the budget that they give you. But the process itself is not hard at all. It just looks intimidating.
Yeah, because I worked at a mortgage company as well, and they made it seem pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I did a lot, didn't I? So my final note here.
Uh-huh.
It's just that I love Sophia was in charge of all of this when she put nothing in on it. It's not her house. She has no money, no job, but she was orchestrating the whole thing from the beginning. I guess that was her contribution. Like I always
say. And she messed it up.
True. So she had to fix it. But I always tell people, I'm supervising. They're like, what are you doing? I'm the supervisor. I'm watching y'all.
Okay.
So that's what she was doing. She was supervising. So was there a B story? Does that count as the B story? Not really. I feel like it was just one story. I don't think anything could stand
the
alone.
Roof. Oh, but it all came together. Yeah, not really.
But again, season 4, I don't know what it is that I just am not super into it. Maybe it's some of the hairdos, but this was a decent one. A lot of people really love season 4, which I find odd personally. But I'm trying to think, are there any other like major? Yeah, there's a couple like the Fidel episode, that's season 4. The brother, can you spare a jacket, boo? And I think the empty nest one is season 4 as well. But I don't think I have any season 4 episodes in any of the stickers or candles that I have on Etsy.
Oh my God. On Etsy.
Yeah. I'm trying to move to California. Make that happen.
Barry, you selling stickers. You'd be like, Kay, you didn't put in the Etsy order. How about I
have enamel pins now.
I don't even know where to put these stickers.
I have enamel pins that are not Golden Girls related. It's just little funny stuff, like cuss words or, you know, whatever you like. I have some Jesus ones.
Pins? What am I going to put a pin on?
Put it on your lapel.
Oh, yeah, if I had a lapel.
Patty Lapel. That's going to be my drag name, and I'm going to have giant collars on all of my outfits with enamel pins from the So Good We Named It Etsy. But on your bag, like, do you have like a bag with a strap that you could, like the diaper bag? Give them to the kids. I have cartoons and stuff. Kids like that. You can buy
I'm
the
not
little...
paying $20 for a pen that a kid gonna lose.
They're not $20 a pen, Kay. If you could buy those little charms for your hideous Crocs, you can certainly.
They stay in my Crocs, though. I got hella charms, and I just bought some charms off Temu for me and my girl's Crocs for like $1.78. But they stay on my Crocs. I don't have to worry about losing.
Stay on. It has backs on them, so they can stay on. You bought a pin at Golden Con for $30 from a stranger.
Who pin I bought at Golden Con for $30?
I don't know. You were mad as hell because you didn't know it was $30, but you felt obligated to complete the purchase, so you just did it. But
that's what happened. Don't say I just willingly bought a pin. So first now, of all, I thought it was gonna be like $10. I'm like, okay,
my pins are $10.
I'm at Golden Con. I was at Golden Con. Okay, my first ever Golden Con, the first ever Golden Con 2022. And I was like, oh, okay, this is nice. This is so cute. I can wear this the whole time. I'm going to get a pen. It's probably like $10. And that man told me it was $30. I was pressed, but I could not buy it at that point. I had to just continue on with the purchase.
That's why I asked first, how much is this before I even
No, receive. I think it was a shirt. I don't think it was. No, it was a print pen.
Yeah.
I was pissed. Yep. I was so pissed.
Could have been buying my pens, but you know, that's
fine. Yeah, damn. And I never bought anything else again because yeah. I was so devastated.
He ruined it for everybody.
Just devastated.
We got some exciting things coming up. Still got some episodes. Yeah. Some episodes stocked away. Well, an episode stocked away. And it is with Isabel Omero. When I tried to listen to it, the audio was sounding a little iffy.
You didn't post that one yet?
No, I didn't because the audio didn't sound right. So I was going to try to fix it first and see. And we got some other people coming up soon. Let us know if there's any episodes you want us to cover or any Golden Girls topics. Hopefully you enjoyed our Golden Girls Kitchen episode, even though some of the people there were trying to pay us dust. Like, I'm sorry. I cannot imagine being at a venue where there is a live show going on about the thing that I am there to see because I love it and I have my back to them the entire time and don't even acknowledge them. Again, I'm pretty sure it's because we're black, but it's fine.
Not necessarily, because who said they liked it like that?
Well, why are you there?
Maybe they was just there for whoever's birthday party and they thought it was cute. Well, people don't be diehard fans like that. Like, they tuned in here and there while they were sitting there, but they didn't come there to see us. They came there to be in the kitchen.
I mean, there were some people that were invested, but there were others that were like just not interested at all. Even when I went over to the table and was like, hey, we're doing a show. Here's
that one lady, you was gonna walk over there. She was like, like, don't come over here. And you was like, let me just back up.
Well, I'm like, I didn't mean to offend, but they were taking pictures in Blanche's bed and having a good time. So clearly they liked the Golden Girls. They just didn't give a fuck what we were talking about, but that's fine. It's just a little off-putting, but I'm used to it. I got enough of it at Golden Con. So,
but we had our two friends in the front. What was their name?
Yes. I want to say Barbara.
Yeah, Barbara. It was
Barbara
and Snow Bunny or Bunny or something.
Yeah, not Snow Bunny. Yes, Barbara and Bunny, I think, were their names. Maybe. I know Bunny was one.
Bunny
of
and
them.
Barb. I really feel like
I liked them. Yeah. They were fun. We appreciate those that did come through and give us some love. Much appreciation.
It was fun. I had fun.
I just was tired because I was like, damn, we talking for like 2 hours. No breaks.
It didn't seem like 2 hours, though.
And I was hot.
Because you had on a whole damn jogging suit.
And I thought I was going to die the next day after those drinks because, you know, I don't drink like that. But I was feeling myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everybody, hit us up at So Good We Named It. Please refrain from leaving comments that are solely to be contrary and to disagree with whatever I'm talking about.
Why you just don't delete them? Just delete the shit.
Everybody's voice deserves to be heard. I just don't necessarily care to read it. So if you disagree, that's wonderful. That's fine. But maybe let's just keep it positive, everybody. Okay. But yeah, I guess that's it. So... Yeah. Until next time.
We'd like to thank you for joining us, everyone. We really appreciate all of our dedicated fans and friends that we have made through the Golden Verse.
And enjoy it while it lasts.
We hope you have a golden day.
Oh, yes.
Don't say that.
All good things must come to an end. We do have a number in mind, or a time in mind, or whatever you want to say, for when we will end this venture, since we aren't like some of the typical podcasts that just go episode by episode. So that number is approaching because we would like to branch out at some point and try some other thing. So let's enjoy all of the time that we have left together. And never fear, because when this is over, we're going to have something else. You can listen to that.
Yes, indeed.
It just ain't going to be about the Golden Girls. But that's a little ways off, so you don't have to worry too much. And there's people that are still finding us. Somebody commented the other day that they were... What episode did they say they were on? It was one of our early ones. And they were saying, it was the one with Matt Browning. And I know that was an old one.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying how they just got to that one. So I was like, oh, you got a long way ahead of you. So just because we may not be making new episodes at some point doesn't mean there isn't going to still be new content for those that maybe haven't found us, or maybe even new content for those that are just now finding us. But we just wanted to give you that heads up. This is not going to be an eternal podcast. We're not out on the lanai. Yeah. We don't get paid. So that makes a big difference. So if we were getting paid, then I'd do this for 10 years.
But, someone sponsored us and paid us, we'll definitely do it.
Yeah, but, you know, we have varied interests. And we just want to be able to do a lot of different things. And at some point this will have to cease operations. So just prepare yourself.
It'll be a sad day. You like my nails? Look at my nails. They're nice and sturdy.
Oh, I like that. I don't want them popping off on you at inopportune times.
No, they ain't been popping off. Nope, they good.
What are we going to do now? We've done everything. There's nothing else to do.
Retire.
Okay. Either that or maybe, what's another show we can go on? Are there any talk shows anymore that aren't about paternity tests?
Not really. Right, okay. Is baby Keandre your baby?
Maybe. All right, well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a friend. Oh, wait. We're supposed to say that together. It's been a long time. We have not recorded a standard episode in like 3 months, so forgive me.
Has it been that long?
I'll have to go look, but it's been a long time because I've done a few without you. We've done some high. We've done some like special event type stuff. But as far as just sitting down and talking about an episode with just me and you and we're not high, it's been a very long
time. It's been
a while. I'm a little off my game, guys. So what do we usually say?
As we always say.
Oh, yeah, that. As we always say, thank you for listening. And thank you.
Thank you. For being a friend. Why do you do that every time? Just say it regular.
We're doing a little call and response.
Oh, my God. Thank you for listening. And thank you for being a friend.
And stay golden, everybody.
Stay golden.
How you doing? And buy some stuff on Etsy.
And I like
Danish. And DM me for some Temu links. I need some fish food, damn it. Podcast Babe, because a day without So Good We Named It is unnecessary. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And make sure you follow us on all social media at So Good We Named It. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, we're everywhere. And check out the So Good We Named It Etsy for amazing deals that you can't find anywhere. Not even Neiman Marcus, Ladies Apparel, Third Floor. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you for being a friend. I will say I've noticed, because I know, as we discussed at the Golden Girls Kitchen, we know a lot of people like to beg for money, and I have a friend who has a friend that also asks for a lot of money, and what we notice in these common themes, because we know some mutual people, that the people that ask for money the most, they live the most luxurious life. So what you asking me for 3 tens for when you going on luxurious vacations, you going to concerts, all types of shit?
Because it's a facade. They might be selling themselves.
Well, you should have sold yourself for those 3 tens instead of asking me.
Okay, because...
Like, what makes you think I have it? I'm struggling. Maybe I'm struggling. I want to go on a vacation. I want to go to a concert. And you asking me. Mm-hmm. I think that they use their own money for their bills. And they use everybody else's money for fun stuff. And they probably ask a bunch of people and they just add it all together. That's what I think.
That's so annoying. Like,
I mean, I always find it odd when people do that and they have a significant other. Like, why are you asking?
Okay. Is this a woman asking for money or a man asking for money?
So, my friend's friend is married. She has a job, so she has that money, but she has to use all of that to pay for household stuff, and he keeps all of his money and their tax money or whatever, and she doesn't know what he makes, she doesn't know what he has, she just has to ask him when she wants money, but she don't like to ask, so she asks her friends. And I'm like, why are you asking your friends?
First of all, that's an automatic no for me, because in my humble, personal, unsolicited opinion that nobody asked before, if you and this is speaking about a heterosexual relationship, because that's all I can speak to that I know the most about. Mm-hmm. If you have a man and you're a woman, you shouldn't be asking anybody for money except your man.
That's what I'm
saying. And if your man can't give you any money, that's just too bad. You need a new man.
I'm gonna have to tell you about him offline.
Don't ask me for money. Okay, you're gonna have to, because don't ask me for money and you got a man at home that you're sleeping with.
But if
ask that nigga for some money. Can I say nigga? You're gonna have to edit that. Damn. Ask that man for some money.
Everybody listening can't say it. Okay. But
ask that man for some money.
That's what I'm saying. I cannot imagine needing.
And if he don't got no money, you need a new man.
Period. Like, I cannot imagine needing money and I don't ask my husband, but I'm gonna ask Kay. Like, if he needs somebody, he needs to ask me, not anybody else.
And you need to ask your man. Like, and if your man don't got no money, you need a new man. Don't ask me. It has to be a serious, and this is the only exception that I make. if he gave you all he had and you need a little bit more, I'll help you in that case, because you asked your man, he did everything he could do. You know what I'm saying? You just need a little bit more. I'm your friend. I got you. But don't ask me first before you ask that man. You right. Sleeping with that man.
So, like, if you were like, oh, I asked Andre, he ain't got it, then okay, at least you asked. But if you come to me first, why am I first?
No, don't come
why
to me first.
Why am I at the top of
don't
the
come
list?
To me first. No, and that man that. Needs to contribute. He can't afford to say he don't got it. I'm coming to you like, okay, Barrett, I needed $2,000. Andre gave me $1,800, but I need $200 more. Can you help me with some of that? Don't come to me like I asked Andre and said he ain't got it. Then you need a new man. Don't
I mean,
ask
I'm
going to
say that
your
too.
Man ain't got it.
I'm going to be like, well, how come he ain't got it? Yes, y'all already know. We go get to the episode.
Give him an edible.
He ain't about to get my shit. They're all surrounding me right now. All of them are in here. Like, leave me alone. I don't want to be bothered. Can you imagine? Good thing you don't have to worry about having little people following you and harassing you nonstop. Because this is
shit.
Too much.
That's why I got kids. That's my kids.
Well, those
all
are
day
different.
Long. They got phones and they call
and
text
TV.
Me all day.
So that's better. I'd rather have kids than cats and a dog.
No, you could send the cats and dogs outside. And then if you won't go to jail. If I just send my kids outside, I'd probably go to jail for neglect.
I guess I probably wouldn't go to jail, but I don't have my own yard because I have an apartment. Mm-hmm. So I don't, you know, I don't know if I would do that. But what's really been pissing me off, what else is new? Unsolicited.
Sound like me about to piss me off.
Unsolicited opinions. And I thought about that because of the cat. Because I posted the cat in various like Facebook groups on Nextdoor, all these places. And everybody, they mama got somebody to say, oh, well, why don't you do this? And why don't you go to hell? Unless you're about to come get him. Shut up. I already did all of that. I got him a thunder vest, common treats, common collar, the little pheromone plug-in. I've contacted multiple shelters and rescues and all of that.
But that's an old-ass cat. Usually you could do that for, like, a kitten or something, but he's old as fuck.
I should have lied about his age.
Nothing that's going to help him. He's just who he is.
He looks young. I shouldn't have even said, no, he's not 14. He's 2.
Okay, but, he old as hell. What the hell?
But they all these people have something to say.
He's just an asshole. He on his Sophia shit.
And they're not helping. It's like people who are pro-life. And they're like, no, you can't abort the baby, blah, blah, blah. But then when the baby is born, oh, well, I need health care. Ah, you good. Oh, I need them to be able to go to school. Ah, you good. It's like they have all these opinions, but they don't want to actually help with the baby when it comes. So all these people telling me what I should do, are they donating money to me? Are they buying cat food? Are they offering to take him? No. They're just giving their advice that nobody asked for that is not helpful because it's stuff I've already done. Like, this was a last resort. It wasn't like my first thought was, oh, let me get rid of him on Facebook or whatever. And I got one of my cats from a Facebook group, and she's perfectly fine. People were like, oh, well, don't offer him for free.
Bernice?
Yes, from Australia. Who she was so terrified of the dog, but now she pet Peanut, and then Peanut was licking her. I was like, oh, isn't this precious? But they were saying not to try to give her away on Facebook because people are going to get her for dog fights and all types of crazy shit. I'm like, I don't know who you talking to online, and I have discernment. I'm not just going to be like, oh, you want her? Here you go. Like, I would need to vet them.
Right.
So stop giving me your opinions. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Simon is a boy, right?
I guess. Yeah. Yeah, he is.
That's fixed. It's Angela fixed. I'm sorry. It's
They're
Angela
all fixed. Everybody in this house is fixed.
Oh, okay.
Me
I'm
included.
Say, I'm be trying to do it.
No, I wish.
Oh, okay.
As much as I would love kittens, it's probably not the best idea, though, because that's even more animals to take care of. But no, nobody in here is getting
the macadamia didn't want him. The macadamia from work didn't want him.
She did chair, originally. Chair,
chair. They didn't want him.
She originally said she wanted him. But then Manny was like, no, let's give him another chance. So then finally when I was like, no, he got to get the hell out of here. Then she was like, oh, well, you know, I don't think I need another cat. Oh, so before you were so gung-ho, and now that I actually want to give him to you. Oh,
yeah, hell yeah. Because you changed your mind. You should have gave me the damn cat when I said I wanted his ass. Hell yeah. You waited too long.
I wanted to. Believe me, if it was up to me, he would be gone. Adios, baby. But lately, I don't know what's going on, if it's the mercury in microbraids, but I see why you're off social media, because people have been really getting on my nerves lately. I just haven't even been checking notifications. Okay. Like, I made a tweet about this, and it's not trolls, and people are always like, oh, just ignore the trolls.
No, it's real people.
Right, I'm not, like, let me vent. Why do people always say, oh, just ignore it? No, I want to talk about what's pissing me off. So let me talk about what's pissing me off. Mm-hmm. Shit. A lot of things are pissing me off today.
Clearly. In case y'all didn't know, yeah, I'm on a social media hiatus. I haven't been on social media since June.
Wow. If it wasn't for this podcast, I wouldn't be on either, because I was off. Then we started this. But I can post, oh, I love Rose's blue sweater. That's all. And then here come the comments, what about Rose's green sweater? Oh, so you hate her orange sweater? I actually don't think you should like any of her sweaters. And here's 8 reasons why. Who the hell asked you all of that? Like, who are they? Who is this for? Who is that for? Is it for me? Because I don't care. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be an ass, but I don't care. Like,
you know what? I really think mental illness is real.
Is everybody
mental illness is real, and not everybody that you think. More people have mental illnesses than we like to believe, especially people on social media that insert themselves into something that's not even what reality is, but in their mind, that's what their reality is. Literally,
people will be having arguments with me on the Golden Girls social media, and I don't even know what they're talking about sometimes. I literally don't know what they're talking about. Or they will fight with each other in my comments. I'm like, how did I get out of this conversation? This was my post.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. I'm like, it's not as if I'm like a political account or something. I'll post little things about Trump here or there. This is about a show that everybody on it is dead, is 30 years old. Why are you doing all of this? Like, I like the interaction. I like for people to give their opinions. I'm not Kim Jong-un. I'm not saying if you don't agree with me, don't respond to nothing. But some people just want to be contrary just to be contrary. And I don't care. So I'm trying to keep it professional, because I really do want to cuss them out. But I just am like, okay, and move on. You know, like, I posted about that manatee that died because it was fucking its brother. TMZ reported it. And I posted what TMZ put with some Golden Girls references, like, it's better with my brother, or dead muffin, whatever I said. I thought that was a kiki, personally. And then one person left some essay, and they were like, you know, I love you. First of all, who are you?
Okay. No shade. You know, drag your ass when they started with that.
No shade, but I don't even know who you are. I don't know your name.
Wait a minute. About the manatee, literally the mammal.
Yeah, it fucked its brother to death. Like,
what they say about
them? Well, they were like, well, usually I like morbid humor, but this is too much. This is crossing the line. You shouldn't be saying this stuff. What if this was a person? You wouldn't say that. All life is precious. And I was like, are we gonna join hands and sing a chorus of Abraham, Kumbaya, Martin, and John?
Because
what? So I didn't even know what to say to that. I just said, thanks for sharing, but I don't agree. Because the reality is, if it was a person, I still would have posted that shit. Because that's funny. You die fucking your brother? Like, that's funny. I don't care who it is. That's not funny. It's a little funny to me, okay? You know,
that's not funny.
It tickled me.
If it was a person, that wouldn't be funny.
I mean, the fact that you're dying while you're fucking somebody that you shouldn't even be fucking in the first place, that's just nuts to me. Like Rose and Al Beatty. That's funny. Rose and Al Beatty.
That's not funny to me. Like, she killed Al Beatty. Like, that's not funny that he had a heart attack when they was fucking. That's traumatic as fuck.
I mean,
what if he was on top? Now you had a dead body on top of you and inside you, and you can't fucking move him. That's terrible. I'm traumatized. No.
But if you did feel that way, the difference is you wouldn't feel the need to leave me an essay about why you feel that way. You would just be like, I don't really like that, and keep scrolling. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I see a lot of shit I don't necessarily find entertaining or amusing. And I'll just be like, oh, all right. And then I just keep scrolling. I'm not like, let me tell you why I think this is so good. We named it. And you know who the we is? It's really me. Because Kay ain't on social media. But it's not so good. Everybody named it. And I know this is how internet works. I'm aware. I'm just venting because it's been a lot of this lately, and I'm just like, what is going on?
This is probably going to go at the end of the episode, because we ain't talked nothing about the actual episode.
And no shade to whoever you are, since you love me, but I'm not really interested in that type of thing. And then I posted about the Black Golden Girls. I was like, oh, this is who I would put. And I even put, I was like, I know a lot of y'all don't like the idea, so send your complaints to 1900 Newcastle, Rhode Island, whatever the address was that Dorothy used with the whooping cranes. And that's me saying, I don't give a fuck. And here come the comments. Nope, never do this. You should never. You realize this is not in production, that this is just a little fun thing I just made up, right? Like, the show is probably not going to happen. And even if it was, you commenting how you don't like it probably won't stop it from happening. Like, there's a lot of Golden Girls drag shows that do little skits and plays. Is that not similar to a reboot? Like, this is something that I would like. If you don't like it, then that's okay. I don't need to know that, because it doesn't matter. And that's no shade, because everybody's opinion matters to somebody, just not to me.
Super annoyed. I'm super irritated. I ain't missing nothing. Broke people still broke. Complaining people still complaining.
Begging, like, people still just begging.
Okay, can I get 4 tens? I'm just like, let me keep myself away, because I'm staying out the way.
I try not to look at too much. I just post what I got to post. But since you're done with social media, let me get that TikTok off of you.
You going to take over my TikTok?
Yeah, if you ain't used it, give me the fucking 50,000 followers. I got something they can look at.
Okay, then. I think about it. Probably not, though. I don't think I'm done for good. No, I'm just done.
Sell it to me.
How much you gonna bath for? Let's talk about this offline.
I need to be seen. The people need to see me. I'm about to get on there and do my little yes. Shit. Be popping some popcorn on my flat iron. Ooh, apples. Like, whatever the fuck you doing. That's what I'm trying to do.
I don't know what be going on with these people. Like, it's insane.
That's
it's
a really fetish. Crazy. People like that. So let me help you get off, and you can give me some coins. Although, I hear she's problematic, but that ain't got nothing to do with me. So give me that good old page, buddy, old pal of mine.
Okay, next caller. I'll think about it. Probably not, though, but I'll think y'all about hear it. That? It's not a hard no.
She ain't done with social media, apparently. But that's fine.
Because do you know how hard it was to get them 50? And it's only 50,000. Not that. Only. If it was 50,000 people in my house, that's a lot of people. But people on social media, that it just don't seem like a lot, because people got 100,000 followers. Okay, then give it to me, since it ain't shit. I ain't saying it like that, but I'm saying, like, it took me a long time.
It took me a long time to get 8,000. And then I got fucking deleted. So, you know.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. We'll talk about it offline.
Yeah. As always, offline. Anywho.
You gonna have to edit that long ass pause. What's going on? You a hating ass person. Anyway, continue on.
I feel like you didn't want to say person. I feel like you wanted to say something else. That's fine. Shit. Moving on. Mm-hmm. Moving right along.